The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. The World Health Organization reports tobacco kills 1.9 million people, or 20% of all of those who die every year from coronary heart disease. In advance of World Heart Health Day on September 29th, WHO, the World Heart Federation, and the University of Newcastle, Australia, have released a new report warning of the dangers of tobacco-induced heart disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death on Earth, killing an estimated 17.9 million people every year. The World Health Organization reports smoking and secondhand smoke are responsible for nearly 2 million of these deaths. Director for Health Promotion at WHO, Rudiger Kretsch, says smokers should take heart. All is not lost. He tells VOA even lifelong smokers who quit their deadly habit can prevent dying prematurely from heart attack or stroke.
And that's the good news. If tobacco users take immediate action now and quit, then their risk of heart disease will decrease by 50% after 1 year of not smoking. So you can, if you quit smoking now, you can have immediate health effects.
Besides tobacco use, major risk factors for heart disease include lack of exercise, unhealthy diet, high blood pressure, cholesterol, obesity, and being overweight. WHO also warns high blood pressure and heart disease increase the risk of severe COVID-19. Kretsch says people are beginning to understand that smoking during a raging pandemic is not a good idea.
There's about 400 million people who want to quit smoking because of COVID-19. They now realize that a pandemic like this, which is in the respiratory tract, you're more vulnerable and you will actually develop more severe symptoms.
While it is not easy to quit smoking, tools such as nicotine patches are available to help. WHO warns against using smokeless tobacco, which every year, it says, causes around 200,000 deaths from coronary heart disease. It adds e-cigarettes also raise blood pressure, increasing the risk of cardiovascular disease as well as COVID-19. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman. Make sure you stay up to date by heading to voanews.com and all of our digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.